For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
The Knicks versus Sixers game 2 was one of the best playoff games I've ever seen in my lifetime. It's definitely up there with one of the best Knicks playoff games we've ever seen. It came down to the wire, the last possession. The Knicks were down, and then Jalen Brunson hits a 3. Josh Hart gets a steal. Back to DiVincenzo. 3. Bang! Bang! The New York Knicks win the game. It was unbelievable. Miraculous shot from DiVincenzo. We're going to break down the game and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks steal game 2 with an unbelievable finish. I am still shocked, still stunned. I cannot believe what I saw last night. I have goosebumps still. I cannot believe that sequence. The Knicks were down 5 points. I saw Tyrese Maxey, who had quote-unquote flu-like symptoms going into that game, and he shot a dagger 3. And I remember watching that, thinking to myself, what are the New York Knicks going to do at this point in time? And then they responded. Jalen Brunson hits a 3. It bounces on the rim because, of course, it has to have high suspense, but still, bounces on the rim, it goes in. And then we get the steal by Josh Hart. We get it past the DiVincenzo. I think that 3's going in. It doesn't go in. And then I see Ihart come in, get the clutch rebound, pass it back to DiVincenzo. He takes the shot again. And because of that shot, and it goes in, and the Knicks get the lead. This is the back page of the New York Post today. First of all, take a look at the image right there. DiVincenzo's face. He makes the 3, turns around, and makes that face right there. That face is the face of a champion. He wants to win. He hit that 3. It was a dagger. And like the Post states, it was a miracle on 33rd Street, and a miracle it was. You don't believe in miracles? Last night proved why they exist. Dante DiVincenzo did everything you needed him to do last night. He didn't have a great game 1, I'll give you that. But game 2, he started to do everything that you expect from Dante DiVincenzo. Hustle plays, check, they were there. 3-pointers, check, they were there. And then, when you needed the 3-pointer, that was the most clutch 3-pointer that we needed all night. He gave it to you. No hesitation. Even though he just missed another 3, he didn't hesitate. He still took the shot because he believes in himself and he believes in the work. And that work led to the New York Knicks gaining the lead, and we never gave it back. The Knicks won that game 104-101. The New York Knicks handled business, took care of exactly what they needed to do, and now are up 2-0 on the Philadelphia 76ers, headed to Philly on Thursday for Game 3. And you know what? If the Knicks take Game 3, get those sweepers out, because I'm predicting a sweep. If the Knicks take Game 3, I don't care what you say. The Knicks have all the chance in the world to take Game 4 on the road and then head back to MSG without having to play any games, just to rest, waiting for their next opponent. That would be ideal, and the Knicks have the chance to do it now. Let's take a look at the game breakdown, thanks to Fred Katz of The Athletic. Again, final score, Knicks 104, 76ers 101. Knicks take a 2-0 series lead. Jalen Brunson, 24, 8, and 6. Unfortunately, 8 of 21 from the field. We'll get to that, though. Josh Hart, 21, 15, and 3. DiVincenzo, 19, 4, and 3. With the game-winning 3, as we spoke about to start the show. And then Hartenstein, 14, 8, and 4. With some great defensive plays on Embiid in that second half as well. There is no quit in these Knicks. Other teams in that moment may have quit, folded, and said, you know what? We're already up one game. We're going to go on the road, and we'll have another chance to get another victory. But this Knicks team never gives up. They never gave up. They always thought they had a chance to win. And because of that, they made impactful play after impactful play after impactful play. And they sealed the deal. They stole game two. Philadelphia should have won game two. If you're watching the same game I was, Philadelphia should have won that game. But the Knicks wouldn't allow it. They stole game two. And in the process, took the soul of the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers needed game two. They needed to steal at least one game on the road, headed back to Philly. Going back to Philly, two games down, is horrible for them because you have to fight back. And Philadelphia, by the way, if you want to know their record, being down 2-0 in a playoff series, it's not good. But it's very good for the Knicks. Just not good if you're a Philadelphia 76ers fan. Sixers record when trailing 2-0 in the best of a seven-game series, 0-14. What that means by all accounts is that the New York Knicks are likely going to win this series, move on to the second round, and be able to get some rest as they wait for their next opponent. I'm not saying Philly's not going to still be competitive. They're still going to want to win. They're going to want to make a statement, and they're going to want to win in Philly. I don't have any doubt about that. But I also don't have any doubt or any fear with this New York Knicks team that we have. And by the way, Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, and Josh Hart are all accustomed to already playing in Philadelphia. They're already accustomed and winning in Philadelphia. So because of that, I'm also not worried about this game moving forward, game three being in Philadelphia, or anything that Philadelphia has to say about game two, losing that game.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The calls, the referees, anything like that. This Knicks team has made me believe, and it's made me believe because of the roster that we have constructed and also through their play. They play so hard each and every possession, each and every game. It's hard not to get behind this team, root for this team, and want to see them win. And I think collectively, whether you're a fan of the Knicks or not right now, if you're watching the playoffs, you're rooting for them to win because their style of play makes you want to root for them. They are seen as the underdog, even though they're the number two seed. They should be seen as a team right now that's going to dominate Philadelphia. Why? Because we are going into Philadelphia up 2-0. We have all of the momentum, all of the confidence right now. We need to use it in our favor and make sure we dominate Philadelphia in game three and make sure they have no hope in coming back. And that's the Knicks team I want to see show up on Thursday. We need to show up with that mentality. Not showing up thinking, yeah, they might get one game, but we can still maybe get another game and head back to MSG. No. Don't think like that. Close them out in Philly, and then when you head back to MSG, only head there to get rest and wait for your next opponent. Because by the way, the New York Knicks, because they weren't ducking any smoke to end the regular season, also have home court advantage in the second round. And I am smiling about that too. But Dante DiVincenzo was not the only hero last night. We also had another hero show their cape, and it was Josh Hart. 21 points, 15 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 4 for 7 from 3. 8 threes, first two games of the series. He's only done that once in his career. Shout out to New York Basketball, the account on the app X, for giving us this information as well. If you told me before this series who was going to be the X factor, I probably would have told you OG Anunoby, maybe Mitchell Robinson. Josh Hart would have not been the first person on my list. But I got to say, these last two games that we won, we don't win these games without Josh Hart. His hustle, his rebounding, the way he's been scoring for us, the way he's been defending, his play on both sides of the ball has just been phenomenal. Josh Hart has been a clear X factor for the New York Knicks and has been one of the key players during this series. We don't win these games without Josh Hart, his impact, his rebounding, and the way he's been scoring. The way he's been shooting the three, Josh Hart doing that is a bonus for your team because you don't expect that. What you do expect is the rebounding. What you do expect is the hustle plays, and he's been giving you all of that. The threes, while they've been a nice bonus, his rebounding has just been legendary for this team. He has been taking the soul out of the 76ers each and every time he gets a rebound. Because think of it like this. Each and every time a loose ball goes up, you're thinking to yourself, as the opposition playing the Knicks, if I go up there, I'm going to have to battle so many people, including Josh Hart. Am I really going to be able to get that rebound? If you're Joel Embiid, you can't really jump already. Do you want to risk your knee going against so many other Knicks players trying to fight for that rebound and jump with them? I don't think so. You're likely not going to jump. That's what happens. The Knicks are going to jump. That's what happens. And we're going to get the second chance opportunity and be able to count on somebody on the Knicks making a possession count and getting the bucket. Although I will give the Sixers a little bit of credit, they did a lot better on the boards in game two than they did in game one. They clearly had a game plan for that, just like they had a game plan for my guy, Jalen Brunson. Now, I know it's easy to look at the numbers, look at the 8-for-29 and think to yourself, my goodness, Jalen Brunson has not looked good. And offensively, he has not looked good. But you know what? He's been doing other things for this Knicks team, which I can really appreciate. The triple teams, the double teams, he's been seeing them. He's been seeing full court pressure nearly on each and every possession by a host of different defenders, whether it be Kelly Oubre, Nicholas Batum, whoever it is. He's seeing those type of defenders, and they play him heavy and hard and very physical. And you can tell it takes it out of him sometimes. When he's going up for a shot, sometimes he doesn't have it in his legs to make the bucket. We've seen that yesterday. But we also saw last night him being able to make the right passes, make the right plays, even get rebounds for this Knicks team. And that's something you want to be able to count on from your point guard. If you're not able to score, or at least not score in the way you're comfortable with, do other things on the floor that can make you impactful. I thought Jalen Brunson was doing that. He still hit that dagger three. And because of that three, the New York Knicks had more faith, had more belief that they could come back. And remember, that three led to the Josh Hart steal, which eventually led to DiVincenzo hitting that bucket. Everything is connected. Everything matters. I know it's quick to look at the numbers and say Jalen Brunson has not been performing up to the level that we expect. And to a degree, I believe that and I can understand that. But I also believe in Jalen Brunson. I believe the work he puts into his game. And I also know, just based off of history, there has never been a sequence in the entire regular season for Jalen Brunson where he's gone bad game, bad game, bad game. It usually goes bad game, maybe another bad game, and then he pops off. So you know what? Game three, I expect him to pop off, especially on the road. He has no fear. This Knicks team has no fear. We've been a very good home team, but we've also been a very good road team this year. So I think Jalen Brunson and this team is going to take care of business on the road and expect a monster Jalen Brunson game three. The Knicks are up. New York is back. We are here. We are on the road, headed to Philadelphia this Thursday. That game starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be there, watch that game, and make sure you lock in, because I have a feeling the Knicks are about to go up 3-0. Mark my words, Jalen Brunson goes off, because you're not going to see another bad game from him again. I can't wait for Thursday. I'm loving what I'm seeing from this Knicks team. I believe. Do you believe? Do you believe, New York? If you believe, leave a comment below, because honestly, guys, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.